T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, though, it is our pleasure here to introduce once again Joey Chestnut, the greatest professional eater of all time. As dominant an athlete you'll see out there, if you do believe competitive eating is a sport, I will say this: no one knows who's going to win before they sit down to eat. So that kind of makes it a sport right there. And this man has broken his own world record for the most hot dogs eaten during the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest 7 different times, including on Saturday, when he ate 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut here on 95.7 The Game. Joey, Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy with you today. How are you, man? How you feeling after that weekend?
Oh, good to be on with you. I'm getting close to normal. It's a process. And I'm a little bit older, so it takes a little bit longer to recover. But I still love it. And I had a salad today and a frozen margarita, so I'm starting to feel good.
That is good. So you said that conditions were optimal for the record to fall once again due to the pandemic. This was moved indoors, providing some air conditioning, removing all the fans and eyeballs from the equation. What did more to set up a chance to break the record again?
Yeah, you know, not having the fans, it took me a long time to get used to the fans, and I like them. I think the fans and audience would push me when things got tough. But this year, the AC helped quite a bit. You know, I'm a chubby boy, and I start sweating like a madman. The AC helped. The fact that there were less eaters, and the people who were making hot dogs didn't have to make 1,000 of them. They only made, I think, like 400, if that. And every hot dog was a little bit warmer, and a little bit more energy was put into each one, so that it was tastier. I always do better when the food's better. So it's those conditions really help. Definitely the AC and the hot dogs was a big part.
Joe, you're the pride of San Jose, and you know how the Bay Area is. We love our condiments, whether it's mustard, mayonnaise, chipotle, salsa, I mean, you name it. Can you eat a normal hot dog, like, with all of the fixings, or does it have to be plain? Because most of the stuff that you're eating is very plain. When you're not competitively eating, are you a condiment guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll change it up quite a bit. Hot dog, it's you can put anything on it, whether it's chili, cheese, or a lot of Victoria orange sauce. You could do anything with a good hot dog. But in contest, it's competition mode. So it's not pretty. I had to get used to eating the hot dog that way with the wet bun, and it's not pretty. And I'm happy I don't have to do it for months and months.
Given the size of the competitors, given the task ahead of them, was your win a more impressive physical feat than Mickey Soto eating 48, being almost half your size?
Oh, women have a different obstacle. I think culturally, they're going against the things that are, it's not acceptable for women to eat like that normally. So she's going, it was really hard for her to get used to it and try to break records and go against the norms. So I think what she did is just as important, just as big as what I did. She was breaking somebody else's record, and that's a big deal for her. And for me, I was pushing to break my own record, and which happened to be the world record. But she's awesome. I think anybody who watched her eat, you could see that she was pushing.
Joey Chestnut here on 95.7 The Game, the world's greatest professional eater. Who invented the wet bun technique?
Oh, it was the Japanese. Sometime during the early 90s, or I think it was the early 90s, there was a group of Japanese guys, and Japanese have been doing competitive eating for quite a while, so they came over and they started dunking the buns in water, and it was just obvious that it was faster, because when you eat bread, you're going to chew it long enough to produce enough saliva to swallow it, or you're going to take a sip of water to swallow it. And it would do the dunking of the bread. It just skipped a step. It's just savage. It's just next level.
My follow-up question, Joey, is if you weren't allowed the dunked bun technique and you had to eat the hot dog in the bun, what would the record be?
Oh, I think I could probably do about 50, maybe a little bit more. And I'd be hustling. I'd have to perfect my method. But the dunking definitely makes things faster. Maybe it'll be a handicap next year. I'll have to do it without dunking. But it would definitely slow me down. But it's like saying, hey, what in competition, if people are going to do things the fastest way possible, I don't think runners should have to wear the same old school shoes that they wore 100 years ago. They should be able to wear modern day stuff and modern techniques.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm curious, how many hot dogs throughout the year do you eat not on competitive eating days?
Oh gosh, I'm looking forward to baseball starting, and it's pretty rare for me to go not have a beer and a hot dog per inning on average.
So per inning?
That's yeah, strong. Nine beers and nine hot dogs. That's come on. That's bush league.
There was talk after the event Saturday that, you know, maybe your sense of your outer limit was maybe 77 or so. Do you believe that there's a physiological limit to how much anybody can eat in this competition? And how close do you think you are to that limit?
I think right now, yeah, there's definitely limits, but I don't like thinking that I'm close to my limit, because what happens if some guy comes and does 80 hot dogs, and I've already told myself my limit is 77 or 78. So they would be that much harder to come back and then to get better. So I think it's getting harder. It's getting harder for me. But competitive eating, it's so weird. I know it's weird. But over the years, it's gotten more popularity, and it's not just big guys who are doing it. A lot of the guys who are doing it are like CrossFit guys and super fit guys who really want to push their body to an insane limit. And all it's going to take is a couple guys with super long torsos, NBA players, or that kind of long torso who these people who can really push their body. And I think those numbers would go up. I think it's still in its infancy. I had to figure out everything on my own. It's all trial and error. Now people can really. It's a lot easier for people to put in the work and make gains.
Are you suggesting that maybe this is becoming a young person's game? That there's a point at which, you know, I'm too old for this.
Yeah. Already, when I was younger, I could do a practice every third or fourth day. I could do an actual food practice and then recover and start fasting right away. And then now it's about once a week I can do a practice. Just because when I practice it so hard on the body, I'm still not recovered from Saturday's contest. And then ideally, if Saturday was a practice, I'd be recovering all the way up till Wednesday. I'd have a normal meal, normal day of eating. And Thursday and Friday would be a cleanse. Like you're pretty much fasting for the next practice on Saturday. So it's hard on the body, and it takes a lot of it takes a lot. So I don't know if eventually it becomes so hard that I can't recover after a week or can't do a practice once a week. It might be time to. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what your nitrates level is after pounding that many hot dogs. What's left for you, Joey? Like, I know that you have other competitive eating records under your belt, none more famous than the hot dog record. Like, what else are you still chowing down, or are you doing less and less other cuisine?
Well, before the quarantine, before the silly virus, I was still very active, doing about 20 contests a year. Tons of companies would hire me to come out and do appearances at parties, and it's been a fun, weird ride. I hopefully it'll get back somewhat normal next year, but I'm still loving it. I still love the competitions. Right now it's going to be really quiet, so I'm doing some work around the house, working in the garden. I'm looking forward to the future.
Hey, Joey, before we get you on out of here, I want to ask you, whenever my wife brings out the lumpia, because she's Filipino, I say, man, I can eat an entire tray of these. How many lumpia could you eat in one sitting? Like, seriously, if you sat there, I know Ray's a big lumpia guy. I know Damon is as well. How many can Joey Chestnut eat in one sitting?
Oh, God. Yeah. I used to date a girl that was Filipino, and her mom would make a couple different types of lumpia. And there was went down so easy. And it was, I don't know. I didn't want to make a huge pig out of myself, but there's been times where I went through at least 20 of them. And, that's not that much, but when you're eating at your girlfriend's parents' house, it's like a lot.
Joey, whatever happened to Kobayashi? Did you retire him?
I know. I retired more eaters than diabetes. He didn't want to lose anymore. I love competing against somebody who hates losing, and it made me push extremely hard. There was nothing better than beating that guy, and he just couldn't handle it.
All week long, we are revealing our greatest 10 Bay Area athletes list. Every host on the station has their own list. Do you belong on the list of greatest Bay Area athletes of all time?
Oh my God.
And I know how much you love, I know how much you love traditional sports. So I think you're qualified to answer this.
After I retire, maybe I'll be able to put myself on the list, but, I still got places to go, and, we'll see, in a couple years, but, I there's some serious greats from the Bay Area, and, I'm not quite there yet.
I tell you what, Joey, you're an all-around good guy. You have taken something that seems like a dare in college, and you've turned it into a profession. I think it's tough to watch you do what you do, but it's impossible to not root for you while you're doing it. I know you're a good guy. Thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on yet another world record, man. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's great to be back home.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.